Strange Music.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of Strange Music Podcast Interviews. My name is Victor Sandoval, and I'll be your host today. Our guest today has actually dropped by twice in the past, but this time he joins us as an official part of Strange Music, and of course, I'm referring to Ritz. Ritz, a.k.a. White Jesus, is currently on the road with Yellow Wolf on the Slum American Tour. This nationwide tour is still going strong, so be sure to visit yellowwolf.com for a list of dates and get your tickets. You don't want to miss this tour. It rolls on until the middle of November. What else can I say? Don't miss it. Ritz will be speaking to us from the road as we officially welcome him to the Snake and Bat and cover some major topics that I know a lot of you are curious about, like his recent signing, his new album, and a whole lot more. And if you want to keep up with the latest from Ritz, be sure to follow him on Twitter at TheRealRitz or visit blog.strangemusicinc.com for all the latest updates. Before I jump in on the line with Ritz, let me remind all of our listeners that if you wish to speak with Ritz today, please call us at 347-994-3066 and press 1 to get through so that we know you're trying to call in. There's a lot of callers on the line, so please be mindful of the time that you take. And without further ado, I believe we do have Ritz on the line. Ritz.
Yo, what's up,
Vince? Hey, man. What's up? How are you?
Great, man. Great. Just out here in San Francisco, man. Enjoying the cool weather.
Okay, cool, man. Yeah, definitely. West Coast living. At the top of this, man, I guess the big topic at hand, we might as well just jump right into it. You're signed to Strange Music now, and everyone,
yeah,
you know, I'm sure has congratulations to give, which is awesome. And I want to talk about specifically the night that this all became official in Kansas City, Tech N9ne's hometown, at his live performance at Grinders. You were brought up on stage for the announcement. For anyone who wasn't there, can you tell us what it was like, what the atmosphere was like for that moment?
Oh, yeah, it was crazy. I mean, like, first of all, the show was packed with us being there. And just with me, it was such a big day for me anyway because I'd already been, you know, at the compound and signed the contracts and stuff, so I knew the announcement was going to be made live. I didn't really know, you know, how many people in the crowd was familiar with me or not. You know, I was there earlier at a meet and greet, you know, so I really wasn't sure what it was going to be like. Now I was kind of nervous and kind of great at the same time, of course. But, man, it was awesome, man. They tricked me when I signed the papers in the office. You know, I've seen the videos before, so I'm thinking I'm going to sign the papers. They're going to give me a chain. So I signed the papers, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, where's my chain at, man? And I'm not seeing a chain anywhere. And I'm like, fuck, man, they didn't give me a chain. I'm getting all sad inside and shit. And then, but yeah, so they did it on purpose like that, set me up. So when I came out on stage, they put the chain on me, man. It was great, man.
I was going to say, you know, when you actually received the chain, you seemed a little surprised up on stage. And actually, the thing looks heavy, man.
No, it's heavy. It's awesome, man. Like, I was complaining to my manager. It was hilarious because the whole time backstage, I'm drinking, I'm kissing a little buzz, I'm just joking, but I'm like, man, I want my chain, man. I'm about to say something. And they're like, dog, don't say something. Don't say anything, dog. They just, so it wasn't, you know, turnaround was too fast to get you one, man. It is what it is. So, yeah, I was crazy surprised. Crazy surprised.
Yeah, no, I can imagine what that must have been like. And, you know, on the subject of the signing and everything, it seems like every time that you and I spoke, because like I said before, you've been on the podcast before, it seemed like this
right.
is where everything was headed. I mean, it seems like things just fell into place over the last year. Is that accurate?
Yeah. I mean, you know, shout out to my managers, Transcend and J-Dot. Transcend had seen it coming for a while. Like, he had always had a vision of me being with Strange. And, you know, was trying to work in that direction. And, you know, we had a relationship with Richie or whatever. And, you know, and I had already had a relationship just meeting Tech through Yellow Wolf. So we have been pushing in that direction, man. And I'm just so glad that it finally happened, man, and that it's official now. And, man, I just, you know, the future's wide open now. So, I mean, it's great, man. I'm really excited.
Right, and absolutely, man. You know, it's obviously everyone's so happy to have you be a part of the team. One thing that I do want to ask about is a lot of people seem a little confused because they seem to think that you were signed with Yellow Wolf or something was going on with Slum American. Can
right.
you clear this up
right.
for anyone who's not in the know?
Yeah. Well, Slum American was never a record label. Like, Slum American was never an official record label. Like, when it first started, when I first came out with the original White Jesus, that was the plan. But Yellow Wolf got so busy as an artist, you know, just starting out, it was hard for him to do that. So African-American, it ended up just being our crew, like you know, the family. And that's the brand, the brand name, the Yellow Wolf created. And that, you know, so I'll always be Slamerican, no matter what record label I'm with or whatever. But, you know, now it's just, I finally got a record deal. You know, the whole goal with me and Yellow Wolf pushing me this whole time was to get me into a situation. And now I finally got one for myself. And we've been making it clear every night, you know, that, look, man, I just signed a Strange Music, and this is such a huge deal for me. But none of this would have ever happened if it wasn't for Yellow Wolf. So, you know, none of that will ever change, man. It's always Slamerican. That's the crew. You know, we're on a Slamerican tour right now, but just to give us some clarity, now, Slamerican was never a record label. I never actually was signed to anybody else.
Right. And my understanding, it's more of a movement. Tell me about your fan base that you already had before coming to Strange Music.
I mean, the fan base I already had, man, you know, like, they've just been super loyal, man. I mean, I got some of the best fans ever, man. Like, I talk to them like to my friends when I see them out in public, you know what I mean? Just anybody that, you know, supports me, that I've seen come out to several shows several times, man, they're just super supportive. And they really just, I think they come up to me about songs like Sleep at Night and Wishing, like, man, it's my life story, dog, man, touch me and all this stuff. And it's like, man, it, me too, you know, I wrote this shit. So I felt like we have a lot of common problems and a lot of common feelings through the songs, you know. So, but now with Strange, the fan base is just growing, man. I'm already seeing Strange fans that are new to me coming out to the show, supporting and embracing me already, man. And that never happens. Like, that's what's cool about Strange to me, man. Like, out of, you know, just numerous things, like, the fans, man, are really loyal and supportive. So I've been already seeing that just in the short time that I've been signed to Strange.
Right. I was going to say, being out there on that tour, what sort of interaction have you had with the Strange Music fans already? You're seeing them a lot of them at the shows?
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, I'm not even, you know, I'm right before, you know, I make the announcement about me signing the Strange Music blade through my set. And, you know, I get into like first, second song, they're doing, the people are yelling Strange Music. And, you know, they want to hear it. They want to hear me say it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, I'm definitely seeing it in a major way. And, you know, I'm really appreciative of all that as well, man, of people just embracing me off the connection of signing with Strange, you know, and just new fans. So, man, it's the shit, man.
Right. One of the things that was really dope to see, especially as a Tech N9ne fan, was that remix you did of Questions.
Yeah.
What was that like to do that and actually have Tech there watching?
It was crazy, man, because, you know, that was the first Tech song I heard, and, you know, I loved that song when it came out. So, like, for me to be, like, doing it in front of Tech and, like, him approving of it, man, was really dope. I've always loved that beat, and I just had the idea, like, man, you know what, let me I think I want to, if this goes down, man, I'm going to put out Questions, man, and do it over. But I didn't want to, like, do it like a full song like he did or try to, it wasn't at all trying to top his or anything like that. It was just really talking about questions I get asked and just paying homage and showing respect to Tech, you know what I mean?
Right, and this sort of leads me to ask, are there other Tech N9ne tracks that you would like to remix at some point?
There are some, man. I don't know. Like, right now, like, it's, with Tech, man, it's so hard to, like, and I got that a little bit off Questions. I had to kind of ignore it. Like, people like, man, Tech was better, man. Like, you really don't want to mess around too much with too many Tech records because he's so dope on them. You know, it's kind of hard to even make them halfway as interesting. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure down the line I'll do it again, man. But right now I'm going to let it be like that and, you know, let that be the one.
Yeah, man, I feel that. And I think one of the things with, especially with Tech N9ne's music, is that so many people consider a lot of those tracks classics, and the problem with classics is, yeah, not a lot of people want to see those remade.
Yeah, I just remade a classic and got away with it, so I'm just going to take what I got, you know what I mean, and just leave it alone, man, you know, so, but who knows, I mean, it could happen again, but not right now, I'm just leaving it at that.
Totally, man. you know, we're talking about strange music, talking about your future. One thing that I need to address before the fans steal this question from me, because I know they're going to, I need to address your upcoming album, the debut Strange Music release. What's the word on this?
Man, the word is I'm working on it right now, man. I'm really excited, man. I've been on the bus, you know, listening to tracks, writing verses, coming up with ideas. I'm just, from where I'm at right now, man, I'm really excited about it. I can't release the name of it yet or anything like that, but it definitely is coming out. I think we're aiming for springtime, you know, somewhere around then. And I'm excited, man. I got Burn One on the beat still, just really putting in work, man. And I'm trying to make a really classic album. As far as my style, you know, I've been getting a lot of questions about, like, if I'm going to change anything or if I'm going to start doing this or start sounding like this, or I'm just going to keep doing me. You know, that's what's got me here. So I'm just taking my type of music and I'm just doing it times 10, and I'm just trying to make a really dope classic album. So I'm excited, man. I think where I'm headed right now, the direction is going in, man, people are going to like what I'm doing.
Okay, yeah, that does sound exciting. And you mentioned DJ Burn One. Can you reveal more on who's contributing to more production on the album?
Well, right. To be honest with you, man, like it's in the early stages, and I have some tracks set aside from different producers. You know, my boy Casper, Burn One. I'm trying to think who else. I'm not, like, literally when I'm thinking of these tracks, I'm trying to think of my email and how I got them organized. So, like, there are some different producers I am working with on there. I don't really want to, like, say too much until it's official. I don't want them to be bummed out, like, if something doesn't make the album and I'm hyping up about it, you know what I mean? So, but I will say this, like, there's been, besides Burn One, some other up-and-come producers that's been giving me some really dope tracks. And, but don't get it twisted, though, it's still the same sound that I fuck with, you know. It's the laid back hard shit. So, you know, it's time to put the pen to the paper, man, and get it moving. And that's what I've been doing.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, I know you don't want to reveal too much, but I sort of, you know, one of those questions I do have to ask: collaborations, features, anything that you can say on that?
I mean, well, of course, Yellow Wolf is going to be on there. And, you know, of course, Tech, I'm thinking, you know, so. I'm trying to get, dog, to be honest, man, I'm trying to get Scarface, dog. I'm trying to get Scarface. I'm trying to get Big Boy. You know, I want to work with, you know, I finally got to this point. So I want to have people I consider legends on that, you know what I'm saying? So if I can get those two, man, I have those four, man, that's already classic. So, but I got to make the perfect records for them.
Okay, yeah, and Scarface, obviously, you know, the Ghetto Boys, they had a big impact on you coming up. So.
Yeah. I got to get Scarface, man. I mean, that's just something I have to do, man. So, and Big Boy, too. You know, so those are two people that I definitely want to work with, that I'm definitely thinking about working with, you know, and hopefully it'll work out with them on their side of things. You know, but right now everything's such in baby stages, man. I mean, all that could change, you know. Those are just ideas I've been having. And, you know, I've just been thinking about where I'm wanting to go with this album and all that, man. So that's where I'm at with it, man. So we'll see what happens.
All right, man. Yeah, that sounds, it sounds like a powerful lineup so far. So, you know, the fans should be getting excited about that. Speaking on all these things, actually on collaboration specifically, since you're on Strange Music now, I know a lot of the fans are wondering, with your new label mates, which ones you're looking to work with, and who you're looking to work with right away. I mean, who's impressing you on Strange Music that you're like, man, I really got to work with that person?
So, I mean, it was, you know, I was just trying to get a record done for Stevie, but unfortunately on the road, you know, I didn't get it done in time, where we were at, and we were going through some issues of trying to get studios and stuff like that. But Sess Crew, Stevie, Calico, everybody, man, like, I'm so, like, I'm surrounded by dope artists, man, on Strange, man. So, like, the songs that are going to happen in the future, I just see great shit happening with all the artists. So, man, we'll just see what happens, man. You know, see what happens first, you know. But I miss Stevie, getting on Stevie's EP, man. I was really hoping that was going to happen, man. So, but, you know, oh, well, we'll get on the next one.
Okay, yeah, and you know, that might have been a little bit of an unfair question, especially with Strange Music lineup, but you know,
Yeah, because that's a
on
big
that,
lineup. Like, this is,
yeah.
and this is, and I think it's all going to happen. You're going to hear tracks with me with everybody at some point. So.
No, it's good stuff, man. It's great to hear. On that note, actually, I do want to get to a few of your callers here because we have a lot of them today. And for our callers, if you're listening, you can reach us at 347-994-3066 and make sure you press 1 to get through so that way I know you're trying to speak with Ritz. Let's jump on over to Arizona with just, oh, never mind, we lost him. Actually, for our callers, real quick, we're a little shorthanded today, so if you don't hear me call your name, I'm calling out the area code. We're going to try this out and see how this works out. I apologize for the technical difficulties, but let's go to the 540 area code. 540, you're with us.
Hey, how you doing, man? This is Paul Willite from Virginia. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, man? From Virginia?
Yes, sir.
Word, man. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, yeah, man, I support your music, man, all the way, man. I love your material. Hey, I just want to ask a question, though.
Yeah.
How do you mentally prepare? Because I know you're a writer. How do you mentally prepare, you know, writing your material, and how do you brainstorm, like, in a concept when you sit down and write?
It just depends on the beat, man. I normally take the beat, depends on what the beat's saying. Like, if it's slow or like a
Yeah.
deep track, you know, I'll start thinking, okay, maybe this is a story track. Or sometimes if something sounds like a story track, I'll go
Yeah.
opposite and write some rap shit over it. But really, the way I do things on a basic level without getting into topics and stories, if I'm just writing a rap, I start kind of humming out syllables like, and then I start filling in the blanks of the words and going at it like that. You know, if I can
Yeah.
get that first line done, then I'm good. But,
Yeah.
you know, it's getting those first couple lines in to get started.
Yeah. Hey, can I rhyme a verse that I've recorded? It's dope, if I can do it.
Man, look, last time, man, they told me no rapping on here, man. But go ahead, man, do it real quick, man. Don't do
All
it.
right.
Don't do an 80 bar.
All right. There was a time when nothing in my life wasn't right. The evil thoughts that turned into the bed at night. Feeling like I was captured, thinking, no, I'm not happy here. I was cornered, so I had to show my heart no fear. Living in a dangerous world at a wrong state of mind. Feeling like my heart was racing, like I was trying to be time. Lounging in a life of turmoil and sin. Didn't have the willpower, couldn't shove the true person within. Life full of bad choices, but what's the concern? Didn't know the road I was on, didn't think I was going to get burned. I thought I had to figure that, I thought I had a plan. Went from 1 second to being a man to 1 second I was in a jam. For far too long, man, times got worse. Looking like I was ending up in prison or being stretched out on a hearse. How can I reverse this curse? So I gave praise, got on my knees and prayed. Thank the Lord for my blessings, started looking for better days.
All right,
Yes,
Paul?
sir. That's up on me.
That's your name, right, Paul?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. You totally got away with it, and I commend you for that. So thank you for your call.
All right, sir. What do you think?
Hey, good shit, man. For real. Keep doing your thing, man. That was dope. Oh, I like
All right.
that shit was deep and meaningful, man. Keep doing your thing, bro.
All right, bro. God bless.
Yeah, man, you
All
too.
right.
Thanks for calling. Hey,
Thanks for
so we'll
calling in.
just make it a
What's
Vic, man,
that?
we can make it official. No more rapping if you want to, man. I always feel bad, man, and let, you know, people
Oh,
rap,
no,
man.
Matt. You know what? I'll say it now. I usually do that for the guests, you know, because I don't want the guests to feel awkward. So it's just kind of a rule of thumb that we have. We don't let people freestyle. But every time you're on, you let them. And you know what? I don't mind. I mean, it's up to you. I'll let you sort of handle it. So
Where? That's what's up. That's what's
I'll
up.
let you
Shout
handle
out
the
to Paul, man.
freestyle rules.
Shout out to Paul, man. Keep doing your thing, dog. It was dope.
Yeah, definitely, man. Thank you for calling in. 480 area code. You're with us.
Hello?
Yo.
Ritz, what up, man? It's Tone from Tempe.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, dog?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Still, you know, vibing out still, man. You feeling all right?
Man, I'm chilling, dog. Man, that show was wild.
I know, man. It was off the chain, bro. You sound a little sick still. You getting over that?
Oh yeah, no, I'm getting over it, man. I just woke up, man. We had one of them, you know, I'm out here in San Francisco. We had a late night, so just kind of got up, just got the morning voice going on, man. Even though it's the middle of the afternoon and shit, but yeah, now I'm
Hell
getting better,
yeah.
man. My voice is getting back to normal. Everything's getting good.
Already, man. Well, I just wanted to say what up, bro. I'm gonna let all the other fans get in and speak to you, man. I just want to say what's up, you know, and just wish you luck, man, and be careful.
Dog, thank you very much, man. I appreciate the support, dog. Good talking to you, bro.
Already, pimp.
All right, man. Peace.
All right, man. Thanks for that call. Good to hear. Let's go to 815 area code. You're live with Ritz.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How
you doing? From Chicago. I just wanted to say I appreciate your music in my life a lot.
Man, thank you very much, man. Thanks,
man. Like, there's not one song I can listen to and, like, it not sound like shit. They all sound amazing. And I don't know how you do it, and I just wanted to give you mad props for that.
Man, that, you know, I hate to just say thanks, dog, thanks, and sound repetitive, but, like, that really, you know, it helps me with the confidence, man, and it, you know, that shit like that really helps me, you know, stay on top of my game, man, and that means a lot, man. Thank you very much, dog.
Well, you deserve it, man. You deserve it.
I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, no problem.
But, yeah, come out, man. You see me out there in Chicago. I think we got a date.
Chicago in, like, a week or two, I think it is.
Yeah, yeah. So if you see me out there, man, come holler at me. Let me know what you...
I'll be there.
All right, bro.
All right, man. Thanks for that call from Chicago. Actually, yeah, I think your Chicago show goes down the 24th, if I'm not mistaken, at the House of Blues.
24th.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
So
shot
for everyone listening...
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. So for everyone listening, make sure you go to yellowwolf.com and check out the dates. Let's keep it moving here. You got a lot of callers, man. Let's go to 530 area code. You're live with Ritz.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? How you doing, dog?
I'm doing it. Hey, you know, I just want to give you props, man. You know, that White Jesus, you know, that was the shiznit. You know, and I just can't wait, you know, for your official album to drop, you know.
Thanks.
You know, yeah, you know.
Where you at? What area code is that?
530 is Chico.
Where?
Chico, California.
Oh, okay, you in Cali.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up. Hell yeah, man. Dog, thanks, man. I mean, I think you're going to like the album, man. Like, where it's headed right now, I'm excited about it, dog. So I think you're going to like it, man. But thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate the support, bro.
All right, yeah. Much love, man.
Yeah, thanks, homie.
All right, man. Thanks for that call. Moving on, 218 area code. You're live with Ritz.
Hey, what's up, Ritz?
What up, dog? How you doing, man?
Good. How about you?
Good, man. Chilling.
Man, I've been down with your music since, like, you first started, like, for real. And I'm a young hip-hop artist out of Indiana repping 219, you know what I mean? And I just want to know, we, like, always got them people that... tell us, you know, we won't ever make it and stuff. What kind of advice do you got for us?
I mean, don't listen to them, man. You know, just be honest with yourself, though, too, at the same time. Like, if it gets to the point where, you know, trying to make it is messing up with your regular lifestyle, you know, you might want to let it sit on the back burner for a minute. But if you feel like that's what you're meant to do, you can always move it back into the front of the you know what I'm saying? Like, even if it had to go on the back burner, man, like, don't ever give up, man, if this is what you want to do. Because, shit, man, you never know what's going to happen, what's going to come your way. Like, you know, you just got to keep grinding, man. Especially, like, where you say you're at, Indiana?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to, man, do whatever it takes to get yourself out there and get yourself known, man. I always tell people if I don't know if you work or whatever you do, save up your money, man. Print up your CDs. Get your town behind you. Once your town's behind you, get on the internet. Get them on there, you know, and just keep climbing up the ladder, man. And fuck anybody saying to quit and do something else, especially if that's not what you want to do, you know, and it's not hindering your lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, you're a big inspiration, like, for real. Like, I'll sit in class, and I sit there and bump your shit through class the whole time, you know what I mean?
Man, thanks, dog.
You're welcome, man.
But hey, that's what you got to do. You got to do that and do the classwork at the same time, man. So you got some shit just in case. You know what I mean? That's what I never had is having something to fall back on. If I had something to fall back on, I'd probably be even more comfortable rapping. It's just, it wouldn't seem so desperate, you know. So it's good you're going to school and stuff too, bro.
Oh, yeah. Straight up, man. Thanks, man. Definitely. I'm hoping to get out to one of your shows here soon, probably up in Chicago. All right.
Yeah, man. Well, man, anytime, man, you see me, holler at me, dog. Appreciate
right,
calling.
Thanks.
Good luck, dog.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for that call. Stay in school. That's the moral of the day.
stay in school. Because that is funny. He was like, man, I'm in class, man. Well, shit, if you're in class, man, just, you know, keep doing that at the same damn time.
No, it's all good. Riches for the kids.
For real, man, I'm not trying to be, you know, whack about it or sound like super, you know, mentor guy or whatever, but shit, man, I really wish I would have, you know, stayed in school or at least graduated high school, you know what I'm saying? That made it not have to rush. Rapping would have still been fun, going to school and rapping at the same time, but it got to the point where it was desperate to where it wasn't fun. It was like, this has to happen, you know? So, stay in
definitely
school.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of rappers say that. So, you know, for anyone listening, you know, I'd heed that advice.
For real.
Let's jump over to, we're back to Arizona with Jesse, the only guy who gets his actual name out today. Jesse.
Yo, Jesse.
Oh, Jesse dropped on us. All right, let's keep it moving now. 714 area code. You're live with Ritz.
Hello?
Yo, what's up?
What it do? How you doing, man?
What up with you? Good, man. What's your name, dog?
My name is Toon.
Toon?
I'm a local rapper here in California, Anaheim.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah. That's what's up, man.
You say you're in San Francisco?
Yeah. We just pulled up to San Francisco. We did Santa Barbara last night. We just been, you know, we did Hollywood the night before that and Santa Ana. So, yeah,
how you liking it so far?
Good, man. Got a, you know, it's beautiful out here, dog. It's a whole different world to me, you know, just being from Atlanta, man. It's tight out here, man. So,
yeah, you already know we got love for you out here.
Yeah, man. Thanks, dog. Thanks, man. I've been getting a lot of love and seeing it out here, man. It's been good.
That's right. When you gonna rock the show out here?
Do what?
When you gonna rock the show out here?
Where you at again?
I'm in Anaheim, California. I see Yellow Wolf was at the observatory.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was talking about you on stage, and I was like, we need to get him out here too.
Yeah, man. I mean, hopefully soon, man. I'm trying to hit everywhere, anywhere. There's people that want to hear me, man. I'm trying to hit. So I'm surprised we didn't do that this time. But I'm not sure exactly where Anaheim is at on the map, but
the observatory is in Santa Ana.
Oh, yeah, I just rocked that show, bro.
When?
I just did Santa Ana. I was there.
When?
Shit, 4 nights ago. Yeah, I was at that show.
Damn.
Were you at that show?
Was that?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't hear about it.
Oh, you didn't go to that show. Yeah, I was just there, dog. Just there.
Damn.
Santa Ana was crazy, man. A shout out to everybody out there. Yeah, it was dope, man. I was just at the observatory. Yeah, so, shit, I'll be out there again, man. And when I do, definitely come holler, bro.
That's right. And like I said, I'm a local rapper out here.
Okay.
And who do we have to inquire for like, features and stuff?
Features will go through my email, man, through my management, and it's rich770@gmail.com. But to be honest with you, I'm not doing any features until I get this album turned in, so maybe I'll probably start features again like in February.
Sounds good. That's right.
Yeah, man. Just because I'm really trying to focus on this album right now. But that's it, man. And you can always hit me on Twitter, man. Just let me know what you are. I'll follow you right back. You know, we can communicate through there too, bro.
All right. When is it out? When is the album out? You said the spring?
Yeah, we're looking at spring, man. Trying to get it done by spring, man, and get it out by spring. So see what happens, though. But I got some new videos dropping soon and stuff like that, so be on the lookout.
Hey, my favorite song is that, How Do You Sleep at Night with Yellow Wolf?
Yeah, dog, that's
it was dope. That shit was super dope.
Man, I appreciate you calling in, bro. Yeah, hit me on Twitter, dog. Good luck with everything.
All right.
Yep. Peace.
All right. I think he said his name was Toon. Is that what he said?
Yeah, Toon. Yeah.
All right, man. Shout out to Toon. Thank you for calling in, man. We're going to take one more caller here. And actually, for everyone who's calling in, don't worry. We're getting back to you in just a few minutes. It's just after this one caller, I got to jump back in this interview. We have a lot to cover with Ritz. So let's just take one more for just right now. 936 area code. You're live with Ritz.
Yo, what it do?
Yo, what's up?
Hey, Rich. Hey, this is Hall Whiskey out of Houston, Texas, man. I just want to let you know the show was awesome.
Oh, man, thank you, dog. Yeah, Houston show love, man. That was a great show, man.
I just really was just calling to say, man, we love your shit down here, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And you came out to the show and kicked it with us, had drinks with us, and for all y'all listening, man, Rich is the real deal, man. He's the fucking king of the South.
Man, dog, that means so much, man. Thank you very much, dog. Fucking Houston was a great time, man. Great crowd. Shout out to everybody in Houston. Paul Wall was out there, came out on Yellow Wolf set. It was great, man. But, dog, thank you very much, man, for showing that love, man.
Oh, no problem, man. I appreciate you coming out. You kicked it with me, my bra, man. You held up our dang studio shirt, took pictures with us, man.
Yeah, I remember.
Some dude just did a we had a blast with you, man.
It's like the same way I come out there and, like, kick it with you, man. It's like the fact that you follow up, you know, to see what I'm doing and calling in, man. You know, it's the same thing, man. You know, it's a cycle, man. I appreciate it, dog.
No problem, man. Quick question, man. Out of all the shows you've done so far, man, what do you think was one of the best nights you had so far on tour?
Man, I don't know. That's a real hard one, man. But I will say this, and I'm not just saying it because you're on there. Houston was dope, dog. Houston was up there.
That's the shit, man. Appreciate all the love.
Yeah, man, it was crazy out there. That was a good time, man. So I don't know. There's been several though that've been really good, to be honest. Like some nights I'll be on stage and be like, "This is the loudest crowd I've seen yet." Then the next night it'll be seen more, you know. So it's all been good, pretty much. There's been a few here and there that were worse than others, but not really. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you, man. Just to let you know, man, I've been showing everybody your shit here in Texas, man. We can't wait to have you back, man. I got 30, 40, 50, 60 people saying next time you roll around, they won't miss you for nothing, man. It was fucking incredible.
Man, well, thank you, dog. Please keep repping for me. I definitely need it, dog. So I appreciate
always,
it. And
man,
if I'm ever out there, dog, make sure you holler at me.
No problem, man. I appreciate y'all having me on, man.
What was that, Dank Studios?
That was Dank Studios, man. We love you.
Shout out to Dank Studios. All right, dog. Well, shit, man, I appreciate calling in, man.
All right, man. Yeah, shout out to Dank Studios. Thank you for calling in, man. Awesome. For anyone just tuning in, we're live with Rich today. We're talking about Strange Music, his new album, his new tour with Yellow Wolf, Slum American tour. Man, there's just so much going on. Here's something cool that I wanted to bring up, that I've been waiting to bring up, actually. You got a shout-out from Papa Roach today on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that. That was crazy.
Yeah, they tweeted, "As far as new hip-hop, Ritz is next, at Tech N9ne, at Strange Music Inc., he's a beast." That's pretty crazy. Have you met them before?
Yeah. Nah, I never met them before. I was trying to think, like, if, you know, I'm thinking they were from Cali, maybe, you know, not to be ignorant about this shit, but, like, I was thinking maybe they saw the show out there or something and brought it up, or I don't know what happened, but, man, shout out to Papa Roach, man, it's tight, man, you know, growing up hearing their music and, you know, they've been super successful, man. It's crazy for somebody of that stature to mention me like that, man. It's really big, man. So it's just crazy.
Absolutely, yeah. That was something that caught us off guard, and that actually happened just before the podcast, so that was pretty cool to see. And I've always been fascinated with how rappers have the ability to catch the attention of other genres, this incident with you and Papa Roach.
Yeah, dog, that was crazy, man. I woke up to the text, like, dog, Papa Roach tweeted you, and I was like, wow, I checked it out. I was like, man, fuck, that's amazing. Like, dude, shout out to Papa Roach, man. Thanks a lot, man. I just, man, I'm just glad I'm starting to get out there a little bit, man. It just means I'm getting hotter.
Yeah, definitely. One thing that, but you just mentioned you're on tour. We've been talking about the tour so much, the fans keep bringing it up. So let me ask you, you know, you're on tour right now with Yellow Wolf, the Slum American tour. Has touring gotten any easier for you?
Nah, not at all. Not at all. Not at all, man. Touring is crazy. This tour has been extra crazy, man, because, like, I've been, like, to be honest, like, I'm doing my own stuff. Like, I got a person selling my merch at each venue, but I'm carrying the crates in. I'm taking them out. You know, I'm working. You know, so when we pull up to these venues, you know, I load in with the guys loading in. I load my own stuff in. You know, I've been grinding, man, which I'm not above doing that at all, but it's work, man. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of the people at the shows, because basically when I get off stage, I go right into the crowd, you know, just by myself. And just go out there, shake hands, take pictures, have drinks, just hang out with people, you know, and just try to meet everybody. And everybody wants to chill, like, hey, can we smoke afterwards or can we do this afterwards? But, and I try to tell them, man, they don't realize, like, I'll be in there when everybody's gone, counting my T-shirts, putting them away, carrying them to the bus, you know. It's work, you know. So it hasn't gotten easier at all, man. It's been great. Don't get me wrong, I complain about touring, but it's definitely some hard work, man. You know, it's late nights.
Right. I felt the need to ask, especially since I just recently saw you. I think you tweeted a picture of the shower that you had to use. And
yeah, because people think, like, I don't know, like, I mean, I'm privileged. Don't get to be on Yellow Wolf's tour bus. It's a privilege, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, we just toured the country on the Revival tour in the van and, you know, getting hotel rooms out of the little budget we had and stuff like that. So to be on his tour bus is, you know, I'm grateful for that. But, you know, it's not the glamour life for Rich. You know, it's like, you know, you got to take showers at some of these venues, and some of them, you know, like you saw the picture, you wouldn't even want to stand in that shower, you know. So, but, you know, shit, then it comes with big rewards, you know what I mean? Just like the guy who just called in, man, getting to really talk to these people and go out there, man. And I feel like they love that shit when I go into the crowd and hang out with them, you know, because I love it. That's my favorite part about being out here, you know, is getting to go in the crowd and hang out, man, and meet everybody personally.
Okay, yeah. One thing I want to ask you, which was really cool, is Travis Barker was at a few dates, was he not?
Yeah, he did like a 3-day just in Atlanta, Hollywood. I think he did 3 with us. I think so. Which was dope, because when I come back out and do Gutter and Box Chevy with Yellow Wolf, so I got to rap, you know, while Travis Barker was playing the drums. So that was an honor, you know, in itself right there, man. That dude is crazy. Yeah, shit was crazy.
Can we look forward to maybe any work between you two? Because I know he does a lot of collaborations with rappers.
Yellow Wolf's got an EP coming out, Psycho White, with him right now. So that's Yellow Wolf's boy. They got a dope-ass project coming out that's crazy. So they were performing, like, some of the songs from there. And then Travis was basically just playing with his whole set. I got to meet him, you know, told him it was an honor, you know, and he said he liked my shit, and Famous has always, you know, given me gear and supported me, so shout out to Famous Stars and Straps and everybody over there. They've been coming out a lot and supporting, so, you know, that whole team's cool as hell. So, but not with Travis, man. That's Yellow Wolf's thing, man. They got a project coming out called Psycho White, man, that everybody should be excited for, because it's crazy.
Yeah, definitely a big shout-out to Travis Barker. Not only is that going to be exciting, the project with Yellow Wolf, but he's actually worked with Tech before, so I know a lot of our fans are familiar with that. What's funny about you being on tour is that you're really active on Instagram, and you post a lot of pictures of all the things you're doing. And one of the funny things that I like is you post pictures of the food you're having, whether it's good or bad.
yeah,
are you
I'm
having a lot
the
of...
food, man.
Are you having a lot of diner food and fast food?
You know what? Not as much as you think. Like, when I got on the tour, I was like, man, I'm going to try to lose some weight. I'm going to eat Subway every day. But I like food, man, you know. So every time I eat something that's good, I take a picture of it. The other day, I took a picture. The dude was selling my merch for me. He came to L.A. or came to Santa Ana, and he was like, man, when you come to L.A., I'm going to buy you lunch. And he brings me a big-ass box of chili cheese fries, and it's, like, topped with pastrami. It just looked like a big-ass heart attack in a box. So I took a picture of it and put it online, dog, and, like, you get, like, 200-and-something likes on some food pictures, and then people start arguing, and haters talk shit, and then the fans start sticking up for me. It was crazy, man. So it's crazy what some food pictures will start. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, that's hilarious. I thought that was a plate of bacon. That's what I thought that was.
Yeah. You know what picture I'm referring to. Yeah, it was like a huge pile of pastrami on top of some fries. Now, I took like 2 bites out of that, and that was about it, man. I didn't get into that like I could have, but yeah, there was a hater. There was a couple of haters on Instagram, man, that came out of nowhere talking shit, which we just were clowning on them last night on the bus and did a little video for the haters, man. You know, I hate people talking shit on the internet. It's so annoying, especially on like, especially on Instagram, because it's kind of like a personal site. Like, you know, you're putting up pictures for people to see what you're doing in your life. It's like, I don't have time for people to get on here and talk shit and do all that stuff. They're just getting straight blocked or deleted. Like, fuck that shit.
Yeah, exactly. I know what that can be like. I don't mean to put you on the spot with this just now, but I saw an interview recently, and you're going to know which one I'm talking about. I think it was with Fly Times Daily. And okay. They brought up a mushroom experience you had. And I have I have to know what that was like, because I've never done that. So I got to know what that was like.
You know what's crazy, man? I've never done, like, I've eaten mushrooms before, like throughout my life. They haven't really done anything for me. Like, I've never got, like, good mushrooms. And, like, dude came to the show, man. I forgot his name, but this dude came to the show with brownies and mushrooms and all types of shit. So the first few nights, we were just eating mushrooms like crazy, and they were the truth. But, like, that started to tour off on a crazy note anyway, just sitting on the bus, like, tripping. And, you know, but they were mellow, though, man. It was cool. It wasn't anything crazy. I mean, you know, just a little bit, big eyeballs and big pupils and just roaming around the parking lot and, you know, talking like a philosopher and shit, you know. But nah, man, that started to tour off on a crazy note, man. It hasn't really slowed down since, and it's been kind of crazy. I try not to party too much on the road. You know, I know I rap about this shit a lot, but then again, sometimes you end up on it, man. I think it's been a lot of partying going on this tour, man. I think that's what my voice sounds like this today. It's just late nights, to say the least.
Right, yeah. No, it must be a fine line between, like, partying too much and having to stay focused for the road.
Yeah, it is, man. And, like, yeah, don't get it twisted. It's like, I'm not out here, like, just eating mushrooms and going buck wild every night and stuff. But, yeah, we did have a few nights where it was some nice little mushrooms experiences. And it was great, man. I had a great time, man. Just sit back and chill, listen to some music, trip out a little bit. It was fun.
Let me ask
Slim
you
American
about...
Kid.
Oh, no, definitely. I really wanted to hear about that. I was watching that video, and I wonder what that was actually like.
we should have filmed it. It was awesome.
With this weekend coming up, I have to ask about this, and that is that the A3C Festival, you're headed to Atlanta to perform down there at the DJ Booth and Super Hot Beats Showcase. Tell me about this.
Yeah, man. Well, shout out to Willpower and DJ Booth. Willpower, who is Super Hot Beats, is, you know, we're coming out there. Me, Yellow Wolf, are flying out Saturday morning, and we'll be in Atlanta, and Tech's going to be there. It's just going to be insane, man. Like, me, Yellow Wolf, and Tech on the same stage, you know, rocking it, man. I can't wait. Plus, I get to go home for, like, a few hours of home while I've been gone, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be crazy. And everybody, I don't know if you've ever been, Vic, to A3C in Atlanta.
No,
but it's like, it's a dope festival. A lot of people come from all over the place, different states, to come out there. And it's really just, they took this place, the Masquerade, and they put stages outside and the place inside. It's got like three different places. So it's just different stages and different rappers rocking it constantly. So it's a lot of like networking going on. It's just, if you rap, man, it's a good place to be. If you do music, it's a good time to take a trip to Atlanta, go out there, you know, hand out your stuff and, you know, get your name out there.
Yeah, definitely. This year is it's a big year. There's a lot of big names on the lineups. Speaking of which, who are you looking forward to seeing this year?
Man, you know what? To be completely honest with you, dog, I've been wrapped up in this tour so much, I haven't even seen who's all on the lineup. To be honest with you, man, I know I'm excited to see Tech, and you know, I'm just excited to get out there and do my thing, man. To be honest, like, we're moving so fast. I'll probably be in and out by the time my flight gets there, go there, perform, and fly back out, because we got to be in Salt Lake City, you know, the next morning. So it's gonna be a pretty quick experience. But me personally, I really just like going out there and politicking with everybody who does the music, you know, dapping them up and sitting down and talking, man. So I'm hopefully going to get to run into some people. And, of course, my boy Jaron Benton, I know he's performing out there, so I always look forward to seeing him. He's with Funk Volume or whatever. So, yeah. So we'll see how it goes, man. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, man, no, it sounds like it's going to be a big, big weekend for hip-hop. So, you know, shout-out to everyone performing. I think AC3Festival.com is the website for anyone looking to check into that. Ritz will be performing, as will Tech N9ne, at the DJ booth Super Hot Beats Showcase. Special appearance by Yellow Wolf. There's just a lot of things going down. Jumping off of that, I have to absolutely discuss your appearance on MTV Sucker Free. You dropped a freestyle, and that was aired,
yeah,
you know, nationwide, and it was from the Strange Music headquarters. What was that like?
That was awesome, man. Like, you know, I still haven't got to see it on TV yet, man. Like, you know, growing up rapping, you always want to be on MTV, no matter what it is. And then I remember when they were doing this, first started doing the Sucker Freestyles, I was trying to figure out, how do I get on there? So finally I'm on there, and I don't have the channel, and nobody I know has the channel. And, you know, of course, I see it from my phone and see it from the internet, but it's not the same as, like, sitting on the couch watching a video before it pop up and then you pop up on the screen, you know what I mean? So I didn't get to have that experience, man, but I got some love from it, man. I've been getting compliments from it, man. It was a big deal for me to be on MTV, MTV2, so it was dope, especially at the headquarters, you know what I'm saying? You see the snake and the bat, you know, it's tight.
So now, was this video actually shot before you signed, or when this was all happening?
That was literally an hour before I signed.
Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah, so we shot the video while we were out there, and then after that was done, we went and got to the paperwork. Okay.
You mentioned wondering how you could even get on MTV2, so I have to ask, did they approach you for this?
Yeah, we had I don't know if they approached publicist Seneca reached out and knew some people over there. So I don't know how the situation went down, actually, whether it was us or them or whatever. But I think it was them, you know, that, you know, turned into something freestyle and aired it. So we did it, man, and the shit went on. So hopefully somebody still DVR'd this shit. I'm going to still watch it like I ain't seen it a million times, you know what I mean?
No, absolutely, man. It was definitely something cool to see, especially for all the Strange Music fans, all the Ritz fans, to see you up there like that.
Yeah, man, that was like a status thing. It's like, man, I'm on MTV.
Yeah, no, that's one of those things I think that everyone, you know, if you're an artist, that's where you want to be. So
yeah, that's something your parents can understand, and your relatives and shit that don't listen to rap. You're like, yeah, I was on MTV, and they know MTV.
Speaking of Ritz fans, or, you know, let's talk about what you have going on. The White Jesus mixtape, obviously, still popping off. You have a new music video dropping for this?
Yeah. I'm still dropping videos, man, from that, man. We got a video for All We Know coming out really soon, done by Signal Point Studios. And it's a crazy visual. If you're familiar with the song All We Know, it's like it's telling a story, you know, of it's telling several different stories, but the video is kind of portraying, you know, somebody growing up and seeing things, and that's all they know. So I can't wait till it comes out, man. It's in the final stages. I just got like a rough edit the other night, and it's just been moving a little bit slow motion just because I'm on the bus. I'm looking at my phone trying to, you know, make corrections and do this and that. But, it's coming, man. And I'm going to shoot some more videos, too, when I get back up tour, man. Like, you know, the High Five video is coming, man. It's 100% coming. So that's my main goal, is to get that video done when I get back.
Okay, yeah. No, that's good news. I'm personally excited for the High Five one. So that's good news for everyone out there.
it's coming.
For our listeners, actually, if you want to stay up to date with everything that Ritz is doing, make sure you follow him on Twitter at The Real Ritz, and make sure that you stay on all the Strange Music networks and sites to see where all the music videos are coming from. On this note, we have just a little bit over 10 minutes, so I'm going to try to get to as many callers as we can here. If you're trying to reach us, please call us at 347-994-3066 and press 1 to get through to speak with Ritz. Try to have your questions ready. So we're going to try to get to as many of you as we can. Let's shoot over to Raylan in Omaha.
Yeah, so I don't know. I've met you a couple of times since you've been here to Omaha.
Right.
And
so,
the first time, it's funny, like how you had mentioned Subway. That's where I met you at. Remember, I quit my job.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to let me go to the concert.
But, yeah, I remember you. Subway girl.
Yeah, me and my brother. Yeah, Subway girl. But yeah, I never really got to ask you, like, what inspired you to do music in the first place?
My family inspired me to do music in the first place. My dad was a guitar player and a singer in a band, and like all my uncles play instruments. So I come from a real musical family, like in rock bands and stuff like that. So ever since I was a kid, I always had like guitars and stuff like that laying around. I would try to, you know, learn how to play guitar, try to sing or write songs. But, you know, I went through several stages of trying to be a rock singer, and then there was like like heavy metal for a while, like, you know, as a kid, just going through stages. But yeah, that's definitely my family was my inspiration for music. You know, they all do music. So.
Oh, that's what's up. I know. I wish I had a talent like that or something, because I mean, obviously, you know, I'm like your top one supporter, you know. But, yeah, that's really
good,
cool.
Man.
I just want to tell you how much I love you. And
oh, man, thank you very much. And I know exactly who you are. I appreciate it. And we're coming back to Omaha, too. Soon.
No, you're coming to Lincoln next.
Oh, okay, yeah, Lincoln.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the first time
that
you were. Yeah, so
yeah.
Cool. We'll definitely come out, holler at me. I appreciate you calling in, and we'll be there. It's always dope in Nebraska.
Yep. All right, well, thanks.
All right, cool. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Raylan, for calling in. Awesome. Let's keep it moving with James in Seattle.
Yeah.
What was that?
No, go ahead. Let's get it.
Oh, it's all good. James in Seattle.
Hello?
James, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? I'm getting ahead of myself. Do you ever write some lyrics, and then when you go try to spit it, it's too fast. You wrote lyrics that they're just too fast, and like it's
yeah.
too much of a tongue twister.
All the time. That's why I try to explain to everybody. Like they're wanting me to write a lot on this tour bus, but I have to rap. When I write, I have to rap out loud. Because if I don't rap out loud and I write shit in my head and I don't say it, I'll realize that I wrote things that I can't physically say. You know,
oh,
like
yeah.
your tone. Yeah, you know, because you're whispering or you're writing or you're mumbling shit. But then when you go try to rap it out loud, you realize, yeah, you just spit something way too fast for your tongue to ever do. Yeah, I do that shit all the time, and it irritates me. Then I got to go back and reword it and figure out which ones I can't. Because there's certain tongue flipping things I can't do, you know. And
yeah.
then you got to figure out which words to put in that you can do without losing that line. Yeah, do it all the time, man. All the time.
Right on. All right, well, thanks for letting me do and shit. Or stuff.
Yeah, nah, man. It's writing out loud, man. Rapping all that shit out loud, every line. That's the key to not doing that shit. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, come up to Seattle soon. We definitely support you up here.
Yeah, man, thank you. I was up there once, man. It was fucking a
oh, yeah. Numos. You and Yellow Wolf.
Yeah, they were.
I was there.
Great.
I was right up front.
Dude, y'all are wild up there in Seattle, man. That shit was dope. I can't wait to come back. It's a cool ass city, man. But thanks for calling
in.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Peace.
All right, man. James in Seattle. Thanks for that, man. Great question.
Yeah.
Let's keep it moving with JJ in Colorado.
Yo, dog. You like it's an honor to talk to you. You're a true inspiration. But I was just curious as to how your experience with Twisted and the Gathering of the Juggalos was.
Dog, the Gathering of the Juggalos was fucking crazy, with all capital letters. But Twisted, man, those dudes are cool as hell. They gave me the dopest intro, man. I got a verse on their album coming out. I really fuck with those dudes, but yeah, the Gathering was insane. I was a little bit worried, you know, because you hear all these stories about
mm-hmm.
people getting fucked up there, man. But man, I, knock on wood, man, I got so much love from all the Juggalos out there and just everybody out there who was chilling. Man, I was just so overwhelmed, like, wow, man, I'm getting a lot of love. And as crazy as everybody is at the show and rowdy, like in person, they're the most polite people, like. It was cool, man. I just got so much love. But as far as craziness goes, yeah, as soon as we pulled in, there was just chicks walking around naked, and they'd been dirty. They'd been out there for days and shit, and, like, crazy things were going on, dog. I saw some shit at the gathering, man.
Well,
you ever been?
I haven't, man. I tried, like,
crazy.
Me and my pops. Like, we tried hitchhiking up there last year because Like, he's a crazy-ass old guy from the 70s. He's, like, 54, and he loves your shit, too, man. But
no word.
It didn't work out. We got detained, but, I mean...
Man, take him up there next year. He'll have the time of his life, man. You definitely... It is definitely wild, man. But shout-out to everybody that was at the gathering, man, and showed love, and everybody I performed with out there. It was dope, man. It was really dope. So, looking forward to doing that again next year.
Great, man. Can't wait to see what you do with Strange and all that. I hope, like, you could get to another caller right quick. It's an honor talking to you, man. I blast your shit every day. And real quick,
thank you,
your
bro.
Song Wishing, the, you know, the lyric in it inspired me to go back to school because I dropped out last year as a sophomore, and I'm, like,
word.
I enrolled this year because I heard you say, you know, wish I went back to school and shit.
Yeah, wish I never would have quit. Wish I didn't.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, but that's it. Dog, and that, and see, man, that right there, man, it, that's why I write shit like that. And the fact, good move. We were talking about that earlier, man. Good move, because like I said, man, if I could go back, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Man, well, I figure somebody as ill as you still ain't grinding, like, you know, super hard, because you should be everywhere for how great you are. And you're probably one of the greatest to ever do it. I mean, my dad likes you better than, like, anything else I play, like, old, hot, like, older type shit.
Right.
Like, he loves your shit, dude. But
it
was great
dad,
talking
thanks,
to you,
man.
I want to let somebody else get the honor.
Nah, man, thank you very much, dog. And hopefully I'll get to see y'all soon, man. I appreciate it, bro.
All right, man. JJ in Colorado, awesome call. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that was a great call.
Let's get to just a few more callers. We got Gabe in Atlanta.
Yo, what's up, Ritz? I was just going to say that, like, everyone over here has been supporting you ever since you came out with, like, Double Barrel with Yellow Wolf back in the day. Dude, that was, like, the first track I heard, and it was sick. But
right.
I wanted to just ask you, like, if there was any song you ever put out, like, that you really thought was, like, a banger or something, what could you pinpoint something that's your best song or your favorite thing you've ever put out, favorite verse or song?
Favorite thing I've ever put out?
Yeah.
I mean, my favorite songs are Wishing and Nowhere to Run, because they're like my most personal songs.
Yeah.
You know, and those are by far my favorite songs. You know, High Five is a crowd favorite, you know, when I'm performing,
yeah,
and stuff like that. But Wishing and Nowhere to Run are by far my favorite songs.
Yeah.
You know, and Sleep at Night too. You know, they all have the deep meaning. I like any of those. Anything where it's coming from the heart, man, is my favorite shit.
Yeah.
I think definitely
come to you at the festival on Saturday, whatever, bro. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
See you
cool,
out there
cool,
at the Masquerade.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, man. Well,
appreciate
make sure you
it,
come
man.
Say what's up to me, bro. I appreciate the
yeah,
call,
bro.
Man.
All right, peace.
All right, dog. Peace.
All right, man. Thanks, Gabe, from the ATL.
ATL. Yeah.
Let's get over to DJ from Georgia.
What's up, bro?
Yo, what's going on, Doc?
Man, I'm a big fan, dog. I just moved back from Texas and everything. And I'm originally from America's Georgia, about 2.5 hours south of ATL.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, I just came back out here about 2-3 months ago and everything. I just want to tell you that, yeah, man, while I was over there, that's when I first discovered Yellow Wolf, and then I heard your song. It wasn't really your song, but you was on it, the Box Shaving 3, man.
Right.
That shit was dope as hell. But
thanks, dog.
Yeah, man, and before I even left, dog, I got a bunch of people over there bumping your shit, and then I came back and jumped on the grind again and started, help promote your shit, dog, all over Facebook and Twitter and all kind of shit, sharing anything you post up. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, dog. That's what I need, man, because that shit goes a long way, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Other people doing that shit, man. Thank you, man.
I appreciate it.
The tour's going to be there, man. We're going to be there on the 17th. I know you said about two hours away.
I got tickets, dog. I already got tickets.
Cool, man. Wild Bills is right in my backyard, dog. So make sure you holler at me, dog. I can't fucking wait for that
day. But, yeah, I was going to ask you, because I'm a rapper myself, and I've been, I started writing shit when I was about 6 or 7. But
yeah.
I was going to ask you, when you start feeling like you really ain't going to make it and shit, you know what I mean? Like, before you got signed and everything, when you was feeling, like, at your lowest, and nothing's mm-hmm. really working out. Because I've seen on your interviews you were saying and shit, but
yep.
like whenever it comes down to it, like how do you keep going? Like what pushes you?
Man, to be honest, dog, I'm going to be honest, like there wasn't nothing. It got to the point where there wasn't nothing to push me anymore because I had like bills and shit. So like there wasn't nothing left to push. It got so low. But like the only thing that what pushed me before I got to that point to keep going, like don't give up yet type shit,
yeah.
was listening to your own music, man, and believing in yourself.
Yeah.
At the time when everybody else starts looking at you like, man, what are you going to do? You might want to leave this music shit alone. You
yeah.
got to hear your own music and be honest with yourself. Like, do you have something here to really do something?
Yeah.
Are you really going, is this really going to do it? And if you feel like it is, that should be enough to push you and keep you moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically it, man. It's really just, that's the only thing that can keep you pushing and you know, and determination and just in your mind, if you got it set, that's what you're supposed to do. You got to
yeah.
you gotta pull that shit from inside of you, man, and keep it moving.
Yeah, see, like,
but
my dilemma,
lost that shit.
Yeah, like, my dilemma, though, my main dilemma is just studio time. Like, I got everything. Everybody's like, damn, dude, you need to keep going. But then it's just studio time. I can't fucking find
it. How old are you, dog?
17.
Oh, man, you got so much time, man.
Yeah.
Look, man. Look, dog, you got so much time, man. Don't even trip. Don't even trip, dog, because all that shit will come. You know, if you, anything, I feel like anything you put your mind in a direction, like if you're constantly writing and you're constantly grinding, you're going to meet
yeah.
somebody with studio. Shit's going to happen. You know, you just got to put that energy towards it. Fuck, man, you 17? Shit.
Hell
good
yeah.
to go.
Yeah, I got a couple songs made, but, like, they're old now, and they're not really to my style, because, like, I don't want to say, like, we have the same style, but you know what I'm saying, like, I chop my syllables and shit, you know,
right.
kind of in a sense how you do, and
right.
you know what I mean, like, but that's not how I did back then, so now, you know what I mean, I need something newer material.
You're going to forever change, man. I don't rap
yeah.
like I rap when I was 17.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the only way you won't change is if you were to get put on right now. You're going to keep developing different styles, man. Just keep doing that shit, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate it, though. Appreciate your time
and
shit, you know.
Man. It's all good. Make sure you holler at me at Wild Bills, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you, DJ. Ritz, if it's cool with you, we're going to take one more caller here.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, let's get to James in Ohio.
Hey, Ritz?
Yo, what's up, James?
Hey, what up? It's an honor to talk to you, man. You are the shit.
Oh, man, thank you, dog.
I'm in love with all your videos. I mean, you have some great stuff.
Thanks,
man. I was kind of upset. I couldn't find your CD at Best Buy. I had to drive. I drove around looking for your CD. I couldn't find it on
man.
eBay.
Yeah,
but
nah,
anyways, I was going to...
We got it online, man. We got it online. Did you ever get it?
You know what? I actually downloaded a program from my phone and... got like bootleg copies of.
Oh, you were trying to get it on. You were trying to get it on your phone. I got you.
I was trying to get an actual CD so I could
bump
yeah. it in my car. But I mean, I had to get
like
it.
Yes, I got you.
Does it have Die on it? Because I like that song. I didn't know if that
was
on.
Yeah, yeah. The White Jesus Revival has Die on it. You could download it from your computer from DJBooth.net for free. Just search Ritz White Jesus Revival. It's got all the songs on it. You could download it and, you know, burn it and run with it like that. We were selling signed CDs online. I'm not sure if we got the site back up right now. I think we haven't got it back up yet. But, you know, that'll be back up. Keep checking on me, like on Facebook or Twitter. And when the merch store gets posted back up, you'll be able to get, like, hard copy CDs as well, too, like if you wanted them signed or anything like that. But for real, man, you can go for free right now and download this shit.
Cool. That's great.
Yep.
Well, I figured I'd ask this. It's kind of a dumb question, but I figured you're still American. You're kind of political, I guess, maybe. I was wondering if you keep up on elections, if you're checking up Romney or Obama or any of them guys.
Oh, man, that is a crazy question. To be honest, I hate to sound ignorant about it, dog. I really haven't been.
I knew that Yellow Wolf, I mean, he mentioned stuff about Constitution and stuff like that, and I didn't know if you might
not
be
Yellow.
Into that kind of stuff, or
Yellow Wolf is deep, dog. No, I just, to be honest with you, man, like, this shit scares the shit out of me sometimes, man. Like, and plus, I don't know if the guy running the country, who the face is really running the fucking country anyway.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I kind of, like, look and kind of judge their character. And, you know, I don't think I'm voting for Romney, put it that way, if I voted.
Yellow Wolf seems like a Ron Paul type of guy.
Yeah, he probably is, man. Like, me personally, man, I wouldn't vote for Romney. But, you know, but then I'm not educated enough on it to speak on it. That's just me judging people's character, because I think whoever really runs the country is going to keep running it, no matter who's, what face we got on. I just think the rest of the world needs somebody who doesn't look like an asshole, and I think Romney looks a little bit like an asshole.
Yeah.
But with that being said, that's my political stance.
Cool, okay. I just want to get an idea.
Yeah, man, that's it.
Well, hopefully,
man,
you come to Cincinnati sometime soon, man. I'd love to see
you. We'll be up in Cincinnati. Shit, man. I was just up there not too long ago. So, yeah, definitely, man. And go download that mixtape, man. DJ
will do, man. Honor talking to you, man.
Bro. Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
All right, man. James, awesome question. I probably would have never have asked that, so that's dope.
Yeah, he hit me with the political shit. I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, it's all good, man. You know, we've rounded out this episode, and I have to say, as always, man, it's been a pleasure to have you on, and I want to give you the floor right now to sort of address your fans and let them know what's going on, what you got coming up, anything that they should know.
Dude, first and foremost, thanks to my fans, man. I need y'all so much, man. Like, a lot of people call me about my struggle and, you know, a lot of the questions today about not giving up and everything like that. I have so much further to go. You know, I'm just now getting recognized and just now, you know, bubbling. I was joking earlier, like, I'm hot now. You know, it takes fans. Without people liking your shit, you're not shit. So thank you so much to everybody that's giving me the opportunity to listen, man, and spreading the word. I got videos dropping. I'm on tour with Yellow Wolf right now. Just signed a Strange, which is fucking amazing. And I got some great music coming for y'all, man. I promise I'm not going to disappoint on the music side of things. And just thanks, man. Thanks for all the fucking love, man. Cause I'm not flipping burgers right now. I'm about to do a show tonight in San Francisco. I don't ever forget that shit.
Yeah, man. Such an exciting time, and so great to see you. You know, doing all these different things. All the times that you've come on the podcast, it's always been so good to hear from you. And now, you know, you've got all this going on. Very cool. Just really quickly for all of our callers, if you did not get to talk to Ritz today, I promise you we will have him back on as soon as we can, because every time we have you on, Ritz, you bring an insane amount of callers. You know, we still have so many, but we will get to them next time. And again, thank you for doing this today, for taking the time to talk to your fans and address the Strange Music situation. And for everyone listening, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling in. Make sure you follow Ritz on Twitter @TheRealRitz. Look up the Slow American tour dates on yellowwolf.com. Anything you want to throw in there?
Nah, man, Vic, it's always a pleasure, dog. And just holler at me, man. Anybody can holler at me on Twitter, just get at me. And if it takes me a minute to respond, get at me again. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I appreciate it. Yeah. A-Town.
There you go, man. For all of our listeners and everyone else out there, remember to keep it strange.
Strange Music.